Blog Talk Radio.
Is the computer buffering? What's going on, people? It's your man, Beach Rum Gun, live on the off-ramp, February 10th, 2022. Hope wherever you are, you're in good spirits, good health. Hope you got good energy, Hope you got good energy. Hope you got good people around you. Hope your family's doing well. Hope your friends doing well. Hope your loved ones are doing well. Even if they're not, I hope you're in a good space. I hope you're on the road to recovery. And I think that's about it. Welcome to the Off-Ramp, the show for the people, by the people, and by the people. It's a show where me and my folks get together, rap about the week's mathematics. Take what's happening last week, bring it to the show, see what's interesting in your hood, tell you what I found interesting, and we have a discussion. The show where folks call in. We don't have no Twitter beefs. We talk about real-life stuff, man, whether it be politics, music, movies, sports, whatever you want to do, whatever you want to talk about, politics. Real names and faces are hidden to protect the innocent. I don't want nobody getting canceled over their opinions. I like having discussions, you know, like real live discussions. I don't want discussion. I mean, internet discussions are cool. But it's good when you can call in something that's been bothering you, something that you're interested in, something that excites you, something that makes you happy, and just discuss it with other people. Either they can shoot your shit down or they can agree with you and praise with you. Either way, that's what the off-ramp's about. Get together and just have a good, honest night's discussion. Once a week, we wrap for 2 hours. We do a Thursday night because, honestly, most people are busy Friday nights. Most people a busy Saturday nights, so Thursday night's college night. You know what I mean? Gotta get it back in. So always feel free to call in 929-477-3975. You can always hit us up on the socials. We finally got our own site. You can look up the off-ramp on Instagram. You can look up the off-ramp on Facebook and on Twitter. I don't post much from there just because I'm just not great with social media. But, you know, hopefully I'll be posting more from there soon. I got to really talk to the folks so we can get this Twitch. You can find us on Twitch. We got a Twitch page. We got a YouTube page. We got all that shit, man. So, you know, join the movement. Join the discussion. Get off your keyboard. Come rap about it. Again, feel free to call in 929-477-3975. Got my man Blur in the building. Blur, as always, welcome to the off-ramp, my brother. How you doing tonight?
Oh, man, I'm doing great. Blessed and highly favored as usual. Always great to be Mr. Commissioner. Mr. Chairman of the Board. It's a good life for me. Feeling great, man. Thanks for having me on, as always.
Yeah, it's too many syllables. I'm gonna just keep calling you Blair. It's just too long of a name. But yeah, thanks for joining us as always, man. Always appreciate having you, man. I got my man M Extra on my M Extra was popping, my G.
Same old, my brother. Same old, man. Let's go with you.
Everything's blessed down here, man. I got really no complaints. Well, I got some complaints, and we'll discuss them tonight. Had my yearly physical. We'll get to that and all that good stuff. But good, having you on the show as always, man. Happy birthday to your pop, man. My man Ace Boogie, yo. That got the loudest snore game in the world, man. I remember I slept on your couch. I slept on your couch a couple of years ago, and had to run up to Maryland. Slept on my man MX's couch. About 4 o'clock in the morning, I thought aliens was coming. I heard this noise. I said, "Oh shit, it's going down. It's going down. Where's my?" And then I was looking around. I said, "Hold on, what's going on?" And I realized it was his dog snoring. And I said, "Oh man, that's rough." So happy birthday to my man East Boogie, man. Got my man New York, New York on the line. New York, New York, what's going on, my brother?
Nothing too much, y'all mean. It's very good. It's been nice weather for the past 2 days. I'm happy.
Say that one more time. You what?
I said I'm happy, yo. It's been good weather for the past 2 days. No complaints about it. I've been
living. Okay. I like it when the weather brings good energy. I wish we had a lady on. DJ C. Sirens running around. But, yo, so, like, you know, Thursdays are usually busy. We got the show at 9. My child usually has some type of sporting event. It runs to about 8. So I get home at 8 o'clock, throw a chicken sandwich in my mouth, pause. And, like, you know, when something you swallow something, the homo, it goes down the wrong pipe. And you start, like, you're coughing. You're coughing for, like, 20 minutes straight. Like, even though you swallowed it, pause, you drinking water, pause. Like, it's still like something's wrong because it went down the wrong pipe. Like, does that happen when women suck dick? And we don't have any women off, so I guess I can't answer. But have y'all ever been around a woman that, like, your nut went down the wrong pipe of theirs? No?
All right. Yeah, I'm going to have to say it's a no for me, dog. I ain't never heard that. And I don't think you needed to pause, say you drank water. I think you was in a groove there, just pause and everything, but... Yeah, I don't think you need to pause when you say I drank some water.
Yeah, I think I paused to swallow. It happens on occasion, though.
So you've heard of this before,
where the water goes down the wrong pipe, and you start choking.
No, I'm talking about when you bust off in a woman and it goes down her wrong pipe.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I never heard that one.
I guess we gotta get more. New York, New York, you used to be in the streets back when young whippersnapper days. You ever heard of it?
Nah, I never heard of it. I heard about the water. The water shit annoyed. Well, definitely, but not the other shit.
Okay. Well, I was just wondering. You know, we ain't got to stay on it long.
Isn't that what they used to call the Warren?
What'd you say?
Yeah, didn't they used to say that Joe used to call the war show back in the old TU days? Yo, they used to talk about giving chicks a war, they called it, yo. That's basically like, it's like, you know what I mean? You're getting head, and then when you ready bust, you basically make her gag, and the joint comes out her nose. Like, you basically bust in the back of her throat. You basically push her head in, so as she's gagging, that joint comes out her nose. Wallace.
Oh, that's
some bing bullshit right there.
White bullshit.
I've never heard of that. That sounds like sexual assault, so I will never try it.
I've never done that. Now, I've never heard of that before, but I have seen it. Now, I've never heard it called a walrus, but I have seen it. I mean, you go to a certain website, I mean, the Hub, and you can definitely find that on the Hub.
Hey, has everybody ever gave you the walrus, DJ C. Sire?
I don't know what that means.
Oh, thank God. All right. That's all I wanted to know.
Well, maybe it wasn't just called that. I mean, maybe it's called something else.
You want me to ask my wife? You want me to describe it to my wife to see if it ever happened to her? Because I know I ain't did it.
Nah.
So any name, so if she tells me, oh, yeah, that's happened before, I'm really disappointed, and I can't leave because I got to fill out paperwork.
I'm mad at the paperwork that's going to stop you from leaving.
Yeah,
I can't leave because I got to file paperwork. I ain't trying to do no paperwork.
Paperwork comes with money, yo. I said I'm accustomed to a certain lifestyle. Oh, man. That's funny, the walrus. We gotta get some freaks on here to see if that's normal. Look, man, the world is changing. I'd say before I get to y'all topics, we have a bunch of topics that we can talk about. And I'm always scared to talk about this because the LGBT community is really, like, strong. But I just try to give y'all my observations. So DJ C. Siren has started watching, I guess I should wait till she comes back in the room. She just poured me a glass of wine, but she put some to the to bed. But have y'all heard, I guess there's this new show out called Posse? Pose? It's either Posse or Pose. I've only seen it in
Pose, man. It's not new either. Posse.
I've only seen it in, but see, I've only had, because DJ C. Siren watches it. It's not my type of show. It's just not something I would watch. But she, like, when I'm working, if she's laying in the room watching TV, she puts it on because she knows I have no interest in seeing it. Now, I ain't got against gay people. It's just too emotional for me. It's not one of the shows I would watch. So you've heard of this show, Blur.
I've heard of it, too.
Yeah, it's like it's won awards and everything, man. It's a very highly acclaimed show.
Okay. So this is my observation. And, again, this is nothing against gay folks out there. I got nothing but love for gay folks, right? Oh, Queen's on the show. Queen, I'm not asking you that question, but welcome to the show. How you doing tonight, young lady?
Good. How are you?
Good. Can't complain. You're jumping in the middle of a conversation, so just bear with us as always. Hey, everybody, watch y'all background noise. I'm getting a little feedback. So put your stuff on mute until you're ready to speak and laugh at me or whatever. And, again, take yourself off mute to jump in. Y'all know the deal. But just while you're not talking, just throw yourself on mute if you don't mind. So DJ C. Siren is watching the show Pose. Again, I have no idea what it's about. I don't know anything, right? So I come downstairs, and it's this girl, like, stripping out naked. And I was like, oh, man, she's gorgeous. Who's that? She was like, that's a man. I thought, damn, ugly women ain't got a shot no more. Because in my mind, if that's what surgery is making, now there's a whole lot of women out here who just ain't got a shot. Like you can legitimately, like, there's ways you can't get fooled, but if that's what surgery is making, I can understand why women are getting surgery. So that was all. I've never seen more than the show. I don't know what goes on it, but if that's a real man that I saw, I was like, man, yo, these doctors need like artistic awards.
So give me an ugly woman over a gay or trans man any day of the week, twice on Sunday, three times on Wednesday. I'll take the ugliest woman over a trans or gay man. I'm not homophobic. I mean, I'm an ally to the LGBTQ plus community, but preferences? I mean, give me the ugliest woman.
But what I'm saying is you wouldn't know. Like, it's getting to the point where you can't tell.
Yeah, you definitely can't
tell. I agree with you. I'm a heterosexual male. I love women. But if they're making that look like that, like, it's going to get to the point where you're just not going to be able to tell.
So it sounds like, and I ain't trying to put words in your mouth, but it sounds like you're at least up in the air on the trans community not needing, I'll say need, to have to identify or let people know that they're trans.
No, because I'm not out in these streets anymore, so I don't allow myself to start making judgments on what people should or should not do. The only thing I tell what people should or should not do is you shouldn't be fucking kids. That's pretty much it. If you want to tell someone that you used to be a man or a woman, that's a decision you make. If I was dating someone, I would like to know if they were a man or not. But I'm not in that position. I don't know what they're feeling, and I'm not out here in the dating world. I would assume if I was in the dating world, I would want to know. Well, is there an obligation? That's a deep discussion. I don't know. I don't know if I can tell. Look, I would have thought there was an obligation to wear a mask when we was under a pandemic and that shit went downhill. So I don't know if there's an obligation for someone to tell you if they were a different sex before. If they don't know you, what's it your business?
And that's kind of, and you know, I hate to bring politics into it. I was trying to not be the one to bring up politics, but that was an issue. The last major race in Georgia, like one of the Republicans, that was their platform. Like they were trying to make that a law that trans men and women were going to be required to let, and I didn't get into the details because I'm not in Georgia, but it was like they were going to be required to identify or let the person, somebody know that they're trans. And I'm pretty sure there was like specifics on like when or something like that you had to let somebody know. Which is, yeah, you know, it's a real slippery slope, a real like touchy subject. But hey, I just met you. You approached me. Like, I don't got to tell you my whole life story. But yeah, like there was, and I'm pretty sure it will come up again. Because I ain't going to front, the lady had some good points. Like, I heard her do an interview. She had some good talking points about, hey, I have sons out there, and I feel like if they're going to be out there in this dating life, they need to, I feel like a trans woman needs to identify to them that she's a trans woman before it's years down the line, and they're wondering why they can't have kids with this person. So, yeah, it's a touchy subject, but I do feel like, I mean, I've watched polls, and maybe because I know what it is going into it, I've never looked at anyone other than, oh, yeah, that's a man. The queens is out. They're doing their thing. They got the makeup caked on. They know what they're doing in that field.
Yeah, and I guess DJ Cesar just came in. Say what's up to the folks, DJ Cesar.
Hello, I
think. Oh, it's a terrible.
Hey, hello. I know, I'm just saying, I'm trying to figure out what I walked into.
I was talking about how when I came downstairs and you were watching that show Posse.
It's not Posse.
It looked like Posse. Clearly
you're
spelling. Posse was a great movie, though. That's the first time my dick got hard in a movie theater. And Mario Van Peebles was having sex with that Indian woman who I swear was black. Anyway. I thought she was an idiot. Well, I'm glad your dick didn't go hard. But, so I brought the story up because remember when I came downstairs and you was watching the show Pose, and I was like, oh, that's a good-looking girl. Who's that? Because me and DJ Cesar, we're not that type of couple where, like, if she finds a guy attractive on TV she's never seen before, she says it, I'm not going to be like, well, he don't look like me. You can't be looking at a man. No, we're both adults. I mean, that's probably the only good thing that happened about us dating when we were adults. Like, we're adults. So I was like, oh, that's a good-looking woman. Who is she? Like, I've never seen her on TV before, never seen her. I was like, oh, you know, that's a good-looking woman. Who's that? And she was stripping naked. And DJ Cesar was like, that's a man.
Gender woman.
Yeah, she said it's a transgender woman. And I was like, oh, that's a man. And I was like, oh, man, ugly women ain't got a shot no more. That's where we
well, like
these doctors are artists.
Women can have kids. I mean, but that's the thing. But you know, I guess that's kind of what I thought too. Maybe you're
J. Cole doing Jamaican.
Hey, we're never gonna have a.
That's not
J. Cole.
Oh, my bad. Sorry.
You know, obligated for the point of I'll never be able to have children. But hey, that happens with.
But who's having that conversation on the first date?
Right. And well, that happens with. I mean, there's a lot of women out there that can't have children and don't know. I mean, just because. You know, so I'm like, so what? That's a conversation. That, let's say if it's a woman that, you know, might have some health issues, that there's a possibility of not having children. I mean, I know it's not 100% when, of course, a transgender woman
is. Hey, is that Norfolk? That look like our shipping place. Anyway, yeah, I mean, y'all want
to...
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we don't have to have a deep dive on whether people should tell other people if they're transgender or not. I think it's an interesting topic, but I can't judge because I'm not dating and I'm not transgender and I don't have any relationships with any transgenders to even know what their opinions are.
Yeah, and that's just it. I don't know. I'm pretty sure it's something that transgender people have to probably struggle with. a lot.
Yeah, shout out to my man who's listening. I want to put your real name out. He said, "I think this is why I love my folks." This is quote. "I think there's a legal thing about perception on dating transgenders. I saw something on Law and Order."
It's got to be right
in this Law and Order. Hey, y'all got anything else? I mean, shout out to
the headlines.
Hey, shout out to all the transgender folks, man. God bless y'all. Hey, y'all got anything else on that? Have y'all got any comments on the show? Like I said, I haven't seen anything with the show except for that one part. So.
I mean, it was a good show. I mean, I'm a fan of, like, interesting new TV shows. And I was, like, when it first came out, I thought it was interesting. I mean, I like shows that have an ending planned out. They knew they were only going to do, like, 3 or 4 seasons. They got in. They told their story. They got out. So, yeah, I'm happy for the LGBTQ community and them getting that show out there, and they're doing well, too.
Oh, good for them. Good for them. All right. So that was my random topic. What I wanted to talk to y'all about before we get into y'all topics. Damn, it's already been almost 20 minutes. Let's talk about checkups. I should have had one of my doctor friends call him. Tried to get my checkup. Shout out to MX. He's big in the health. He posts all the time about all his health initiatives. He's doing great work in the community. Shout out to MX for all your health needs. He's trying to turn vegan to get his lifestyle together. But I had my checkup, right? And y'all know I beef with my doctors because I think at this age, like, just run my blood work. And I'm going to tell you why. Because, you know, you first come in there, now they got this whole mental health questionnaire, which is just terrible. They want to know how you're doing mentally. Like, y'all don't really care how I'm doing mentally. You just need to know if I need to see someone else. So I tell them I'm doing fucking great, right? And I love my doctors because my doctor's white, but the entire office is Filipino, and they're hilarious. I love Filipinos. I know DJC Siren is racist and calls them the black people of the Asians, and that may be why I love them so much, but they are hilarious. I mean, at one point, my Filipino nurse hit me and made me call my wife during my appointment because she was mad that I didn't carry my vaccination card, and I told her we got a Republican governor now. And I know she's Republican because she's Filipino. Yeah, I told her that. And she hit me. I said, Sue. But anyway, so the doctors make you get naked. I don't know why, right? So I leave my socks on in protest. You don't really have to get naked. You listen to my lungs. Look, I'm 40 years old, smoke cigars. I drink. Whatever you hear ain't going to be great, but you ain't going to be doing nothing. Then you check my nuts. What's really the point? I can understand. Look, if you out here in these streets slanging and banging, I can understand why a doctor want to check your nuts. You want to check to see if there's anything on there, something you may not be aware of. I've been married 10 years, dated 5 years prior to that. Whatever's on my nuts is going
to
be there.
No, testicular cancer, honey. They're checking for nodules. That has nothing to do with your sleeping.
No, if I got cancer, it's just going to be there, yo.
Really?
I'm not going to get chemo on my nuts. Just take me.
I was going to say, I mean, you just want to die. Okay.
Niggas die every day, B. I got to stop saying the word, nigga. No Joe Rogan. My bad. So I think my checkup should just be run my blood. Because you can check to see if I got cancer by my blood work, right?
No.
Oh.
It's earlier detection.
Hey, but I'm not knocking anybody from getting checkups. This isn't not get checkups. I just think the hour that I'm there is worthless. You can knock me out in about 5 minutes.
Yeah, like, you're being ridiculous. And
I'm only at risk for dying, and I'm halfway there.
I don't know. I didn't even move to the next topic.
You always do, but you never think anything's important unless you've made the topic. So I just want to know if any of my other folks out there listening, do y'all feel the same way about doctor's appointments, or am I bugging? And Max, I'll go to you first since you're our health expert.
I already told you about this, man. I told you that there's a reason why. days checking or nothing. I'm glad DJ Cesar reiterated exactly what I said about testicular cancer. I think we got to be our own advocates. That's the first thing. So I think blood work is absolutely key, but I think that you still need to make sure that, you know, early detection can be found through physical checks too. So, I know prostate's a blood thing. I didn't know testicular cancer was one. And just like women check their breasts for lumps, we should be checking our nuts for the same hard mass. So I am not saying that you're completely bugging, but I think that if you're not going to be checking your nuts on same page, then you need to have a doc do it. And the chance that I'm just saying the chance that most men are out here checking every day, it's slim to none. So go get your checkups and make sure that you are out here, because early detection does save lives. That's my thoughts.
Blur? I ain't gonna front, man. I do not understand your logic and how you're against doctors or them checking your nuts. Of all things, you should want your nuts checked as thoroughly as possible. I mean, I don't get how you got to this point where you are against having your nuts checked. I'm dumbfounded, to be honest.
False narrative. DJ Siren checks my nuts all the time, and she thinks they're great. Don't you, DJ C. Siren?
Yes.
Well, at least you have
somebody. What would you say, MX?
I say at least you got somebody checking them then.
I'm not going to make any jokes there, but I appreciate it. Oh, man. New York, what you think?
You definitely got to check your nuts, B. Got to. That's one of the things y'all need. Got to. Ain't trying to have my nuts fall off. Got to check them.
Queen, you got anything?
I 100% agree. Like, if you go to the doctor and you don't get checkups often, like, especially if you're doing, like, a one-year physical checkup, you have to make sure that the doctor checks your nuts. Like, that's very important. And especially the older you get, they got to check other things, too, as well. Just saying.
I'm just assuming that.
Get that prostate check, bro. Get that prostate check. Get that thumb up your butt.
He told me I got another 2 years before I get my prostate. He's like, it's coming. And I said, I know. I'm excited about the prostate exam because don't I get to drink that liquid that's going to make me lose, like, 10 pounds?
That's colonoscopy.
What's the difference between a prostate exam and a colonoscopy?
A lot. Colonoscopy.
I got a question.
Go ahead, New York.
Is it true that if men live long enough, they're going to get prostate cancer at some point in their life? Or is that no? Is that a myth?
M extra?
I've never heard that be in any presentation that I've but we can definitely ask Rain. He can ask the doc. I get all my information from him. So, he does with it every day.
We got the dick doctor calling, but I mean, I would assume that
millions never
of men
said that.
Have prostate.
The four presentations he's done for me, he's never said any of that. That's never been a thought.
I mean, that's why you got to beat off, right? If you beat off, you don't get prostate cancer. That's what I hear.
From where?
The streets.
Like
the streets say beat your meat.
It's the same people on
You'll
YouTube.
Stay on your feet.
Same people on YouTube that talk about taking vitamins to stay off COVID.
Joe Rogan survived. Horse tranquilizer. I believe in Joe Rogan and his racist self.
He's a
D1. Hitler wore Hermes. I bet you somebody got the joke, but so that's all. Go to the doctors, get checked out. This isn't an anti-doctor thing. All right, man. What we got, Blur? What you got on the docket tonight, my brother?
Oh man, I put in a text, FAMU. It wasn't FAMU, but did anybody hear about this comic book heist that took place at FSU at Florida State?
I swear this is something that I think one day is going to be a movie, or if not a movie, definitely like a 60-minute or a Dateline that would be done about this. It's either, I believe, one of like a criminal mastermind, but it definitely could be on World's Dumbest Criminals. Very easily could be one or the other. Has anyone ever heard about
that? What happened?
Yeah.
No, tell what happened.
All right, so FSU, their library, they're kind of in the comic book community. They're known. They have like a really extensive comic book collection, like something like 5,000 to 10,000 comic books. And some of them are really valuable, like the first appearance of Wolverine. They had like the first appearance of Incredible Hulk. So they have like some first edition and some really valuable comics. But they don't know when exactly it started, but sometime over the past couple of years, comics have been getting stolen out of their library and have been getting sold on the black market. Not really the black market, I guess just, you know, to collectors and just been getting sold. Now, this is Florida State. This is not just like a rinky-dink university. So to get to the comic book section of the library, it's in the basement of the library. And the more valuable ones are locked up. Well, the whole comic book section is locked. Like you can't get to that section without having a key. And the more valuable ones, you have to have another key to get to a different section in the basement of the library that's already locked. But somehow, people have been stealing these comic books and reselling them. Some of them are selling them back to Florida State. Now, they're talking about it's been millions of dollars have been stolen and sold. But this is where I think it's a criminal mastermind. Because somebody got arrested for this. The person who got arrested is the security guard at the library. All right, could very well be. I mean, he got the keys. He could do it. But he's also the person who requested that they look into it. He requested, he wrote to the president, like, hey, can we do an inventory on these comic books? And that's how it all got discovered. But apparently he's also the person who was selling one of the more valuable comics and was selling it to, like, one of the donors to the FSU library. Mm. So either he's either the dumbest criminal in the world or a criminal mastermind just set him up to be, like, one of the best fall guys.
Well, they've always said that, like, if you do a really great crime – and it never goes unnoticed. You know, most criminals want someone to know that they did it.
It's something like 3,000 comics are still out there unaccounted for. Like 5,000 were stolen. 2,000 were either resold or accounted for. 3,000 are still just gone.
I just can't believe comic books are worth that much. You mean some fake people running around in tights are worth millions and millions of dollars? Yeah. That's nuts to me.
It's always been collecting, same as baseball cards or anything like that.
I can't believe baseball cards are worth that much. I had a Hank Aaron rookie card that my dog ate.
That's awesome.
So mad.
That's awesome.
It's the same dog that used to chase Blur back and forth on the banister. That dog used to, he's the only, out of all my friends, he just didn't like Blur, yeah.
I mean, I don't know why you're excited to have a racist dog, but that's all right.
He wasn't racist. My whole family's black.
Yeah, but I'm darker.
No, man. We ain't doing colorism. But, yeah, man. That's a wild story, man. But either he's an idiot because... Yeah, man. If you want people like, yeah, I'll pull it off. I mean, if you say, yo, I stole these comics from the university, and now these dummies are buying it back from me, let me just say, yo, y'all should do an inventory because, you know, shit's been gone for a minute. Like, you probably think they're dumber than you are. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're stealing stuff from there, working for them in a locked place, and then selling it back to them and not getting caught, you probably think you're untouchable.
Right? I don't think nobody's that dumb. I mean, they're very well, clearly, somebody could be that dumb. I was just like, when I was hearing the story and I was hearing the report on it, and it was like the dean or whatever was like, it's not an unusual request from a librarian. Like, they have people on staff, librarians, who would make those requests. Hey, can we do an inventory check? For it to come from a security guard, which raised the red flag. They're like, yo, why are you asking for this request? Like, that's just dumb. If you're stealing it, you got to be smarter than that. You got to be smarter than to call the cops on yourself.
He might have saw something.
What'd you say? I'm actually, we couldn't hear you.
I said he might have saw something. You know what I mean? He might have saw somebody in the room that wasn't supposed to be there. But, like, yeah, y'all might want to check that, yeah, because saw some suspicious behavior. You know what I mean?
See, that's why I think he's the fall guy. That's why I think they, I mean, he's already been locked up. And, I mean, you know, waiting trial and all that other good stuff. But I'm thinking somebody just set him up. I think, like, yo, they set him up, blame it on the security guard so they don't look no further into it. Meanwhile, millions of dollars of comic books is out there. And, you know, I mean, somebody, some collectors, got some first editions from Stan Lee. And he's just sitting on them.
Yeah. All right. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's crazy. I mean, y'all got anything else on the comic book heist?
Nah.
No?
Look, I don't condone nothing. No theft. I don't condone no death, no nothing like that, no anything, no crimes or nothing like that. But if you go steal a comic book, that could possibly land you up in jail. Like, come on, B. Come on, B. You gonna risk your job? You gonna risk your life for some comic books, B? I don't understand. The math is not mathing up right now. If you want to go down like that for a couple of years, especially, you know what I mean, if the comic books is worth, like, a rare comic, and it's worth more than, you know what I mean, a couple thousand, yeah. I can't see somebody catching a felony off of no comic books, dude.
Yeah, it's a little nuts, but, I mean, like Blair said, you're talking about this is $1 million heist thing. Comic books are expensive somewhere. I mean, now that I've gone to Comic-Con and I've experienced, since my wife is a big comic person, I guess that's what you call them, you see there's definitely a market. These nerds out here love sitting down and discussing fake stories. Like, we just got done watching Boba Fett, Star Wars, and it's just like, I thought it was all right. You know what I mean? I thought they did an okay job with that series. But now she's reading me, like, all types of theories and stories and all stuff. I'm like, why do y'all get so involved? Like, this is all fake. It has nothing to do with anything. But, you know, people convert that stuff into their real life, and it means stuff to these people. And, hey, and if you can fall in love with this stuff and not become a serial killer, I'm all for it.
How do you get the serial killer? Where'd that come from?
I just feel like if all these people who love comics didn't have comics, you know, they'd be silly serial killers. I could be wrong, but that's just what I think would happen. Hey, any of y'all watching the Olympics? Or is it just me?
I watched a little bit.
Okay. I just want to know if anybody was watching it with me.
I watched the opening ceremony. Then I catch, like, one or two events here or there. It's definitely not something I'm keeping up on. I will say Go ahead, my bad.
Go ahead. No, you good, bro. Go ahead.
I was going to say, it kind of reinforced my opinion on the pole vault or whatever it is in the gymnastics, the pummel horse. Like, the snowboarding joint, I swear, they go down the hill, they go up in the air, and then, you know, they come down, and everyone's going crazy. They got it in super slow-mo, talking about this is the first time someone's ever did this, and all dude did was spin around, reach back, and grab his ski. And they're like, oh, my God, 720 Ollie Flicky something Mickey Ricky Vicky. I'm like, no, what? He looks like he did the exact same thing the last dude did, but you talking about, oh, he reached around with his left hand. The other dude reached around with his right hand. I'm like, nah.
Yo,
I know we have announcements for reasons, but nah, stop it.
Yo, when you right hand dominant, it's almost like playing quarterback. You scrambling, and all of a sudden you just switch hands and just complete a third down pass with your like left hand and shit. Like that's the equivalent to that. You got to think about when you on a snowboard and you ride dominant, you ride in a certain way. So to do that shit with your off hand, that's not natural. So that's what they're pointing out.
Well, like, see, the difference behind that is that you actually have to, like, if we're like, you know, when Mahomes throw with his left, or I think Aaron Rodgers switch hands when throwing, cool, you actually have to complete a pass. There's somebody actually trying to impede you from doing that.
Yeah, but they're not gonna give the receiver credit for catching the ball. They're gonna be like, yo, he just switched hands, threw with his non throwing hand. Like that's not normal, yo. like it's not normal. Like it's just not. Yo, I don't know what to say. It's not normal.
And I probably
made that way too like easy, right? Because it's still you just throwing. Like I'm left-handed, but I throw with my right, right? So that's kind of to be kind of ambidextrous. But when you're doing 720s and you're doing shit with your non, like that's just not even some shit's just involuntary, right? Like just if I gave you a fork, you're just gonna pick it up. I'm gonna pick it up with my left hand. I'm never gonna pick that shit up with my right hand, right? It's just natural. I'm just gonna pick it up with my left hand because that's how I eat, right? So to think about doing some of that shit while you're been in 720 flipping and shit and then still do some non-conventional shit with your non-dominant hand, like that's something to be, that's not natural. I don't know. You really got to practice and think like I got to reach back with my non-dominant hand to grab this board.
But I guess, do we know if it's his non-dominant hand? I guess that was my question. Like, it's impressive if it was his non-dominant hand, but what if he's left-handed?
It's almost like
I just don't know.
Yeah, because it's like when you're on the board, it's like you ride the way you get on your board is where your dominant is, right? The way you stand. So lefties ride differently than righties.
Oh, no, I didn't even know that.
So that's how they know what your dominant stance is. It's almost like with your boxing, if you're a right hand dominant, you're going to stand a certain way, and when you switch, and they say he's going southpaw, then that means he switched his feet, right? So they know which way you're fighting, even though they know that, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Cause I'm looking,
now, I will say I'm this, I watched a snowboarding event and the skiing downhill thing. I give more credit to the snowboarders because I think that stuff just look fly. Like when they're going down the hill and they do their flips and they look like they're about to hit the head on the mountain and do like he was break dancing while going down the hill. That looked dope. It was actually the skiing dude who did like the 360 in the air, grabbed his ski with his left hand and landed. That looked like, give me 6 months, I could do that. The snowboarding stuff, I was like, yo, those are the real athletes. The skiing, yeah, I feel like at 40 years old, give me 6 months on the snow, I could do everything they were doing.
Oh, yeah. See, I thought you were talking about snowboarding. Skiing, yeah, that's totally different, bro. All my comments.
Yeah, I ain't got you doing none of that in 6 months, yo. I'm sorry, I'm not sure. I didn't mean to cut you off. But the fact that
I'm prepping my comments that my comments were all about snowboarding and being the dominant hand and doing that kind of shit. Only because that's the only thing that I watch on it. Besides that in the bobsled joint. But everything else, I don't really know.
Yo, that bobsled shit is wild, too. I love watching the bobsled stuff. They be curling their toes like a motherfucker. Hove, you live. You can jump in whenever, Hove.
Yo, and the Jamaicans are back, so I want to see if they get something. Yo, you know the Jamaican bobsled team is back now. Like,
yeah,
from a long time.
Why are they even in
here? I don't know.
They got no snow. It got to be performance-enhancing drugs. Like, if you're saying if any team is on performance-enhancing drugs, it's got to be an island country in a Winter Olympics. Because there's no way they should be good on it. And it's just, I mean, and there's nothing wrong with, like, there's nothing wrong with Jamaicans tapping out on the Winter Olympics. Like, y'all don't get snow. So.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like watching curling, too. Curling is the, see, now, Blur, if we do curling, I think curling 6 months we can get a team to compete in curling. I think we're good enough athletes. I think we got good enough eye coordination that we can get a curling team together and make it happen, yo. Oh.
Now, listen. Now,
did
that,
you see that?
That's the, yo, that's crazy Hold the on. Way they be doing it.
Hey, one at a time. Go ahead. Go ahead, Blur, then I'll go to MX in New York.
They did that. They have, it was like, I don't think it was Fox Sports or ESPN or somebody, they had an NFL curling team compete against a U.S. curling team. Just a bunch of random NFL players.
They
lined them up. They taught them what to do. They practiced for like a day. They was giving them that business. That's all I'm saying.
Wow.
Yeah. Go ahead, MXtra.
No, I would just say I was curious to see if they won. But curling, I do think that I don't know what they be doing with that little broom and shit to try to like get it to spin and shit. Like that's probably the only thing that you really got to know. I think the touch and pushing the puck is the easy part, but trying to get that broom to get the puck to land where the hell you want it to land. I mean, that's, I don't know. You got to figure that part out, I guess. But I
well,
do watch
see,
that. Too,
that's because the surface isn't slick like it's ice. But imagine like they lay a sheet of ice down and they start spraying water and freezing ice. So there's bumps all on the ice. So the broom is to smooth it out so that it can go faster or you can change directions. You know, just think about a bowling ball with just different slick points on an alley. You know what I mean? You're basically creating your own alley as you slide down with the stone.
Yeah.
Yo, I think we can get a team. I feel like I know enough good athletes that I feel like we can compete, yo. Get us some of them, because they look like orthopedic shoes that they be wearing, too, yo, when they be sliding down that motherfucking lane. Get us some orthopedic shoes and some ice. I think we'd be all right, yo. Hove, you in?
For curling, dude?
Yeah. What you want, snowboard?
Nah, yo. Nah, I'm out, dude.
You too cool to, you too cool to curl, yo? It's beneath you, yo?
Nah, yo, like, clearly y'all know way too much about this sport for me to jump in and think I know what I'm talking about, yo. You breaking down the science for me, yo. I'm not ready to jump into that.
Yo, it's shuffleboard on ice, yo.
Yeah, I mean, I need
y'all
you
not
to
gonna have
to.
Me looking bad, dude. Y'all not gonna have me looking bad. I pick
yo,
and see. I'm not gonna go in that I know
bad?
I'm not gonna be able to compete.
Yo, have we ever made you look bad, yo? You
should
yo,
have that really a question?
Yes.
Y'all have made me. Y'all almost got me arrested. So yeah, y'all definitely have made me look bad before.
Now, that was your fault. But
I mean, you're like what? Picking out one time, like it's not multiple occasions.
Multiple occasions, it was your fault. We're not going to get into personal.
Erroneous.
We're not going to get into personal stories on here. All right, so Hove's out. MX was in, Blur's in. New York, you in for some curling?
Bro, I can't even remember the last time I used a broom. I might fuck y'all up.
Oh, man, that's hilarious. Hey, Ho, since we got you on the line, have you ever heard about giving a chick the walrus?
The walrus? Nah, dude. What is
okay.
that?
You haven't heard of me, Ho.
Remember our freshman year, yo, they used to always talk about that, yo. Very near them used to be talking about that, yo. And
no real names.
down, but anyway, you don't remember that?
What is it, though? Maybe I'll remember it once you tell me what it is.
Yeah, you know, when you be giving head and then you push the girl's mouth in and let make the joint come out her nose.
Oh, I do remember them talking about that, yo.
I was right saying, yo, I can't be the only one. Yo,
yo, I do remember them saying that, yo. That shit was so weird, yo. Dudes was weird, yo. Like, what?
Yeah.
Like, you do that shit, like you're doing that purposely? Like, that's a thing? They was dead real about it. Like, yo. Like, you got to give him the walrus at least once. Like, what?
Nah, yeah, we didn't know what to talk about.
Yeah, that's hilarious, yo. So, speaking of head, Nelly got in trouble for posting himself getting head on Instagram. New York, good thoughts.
You said my thought about that?
Yeah. I caught you off guard going to the first.
No, I don't even think I got a thought about that. I mean, shit. That's his prerogative. He did that. I mean, shit.
All right. Blur?
I mean, I will say this. There is some precedent on this. There's some precedent, especially from St. Louis dudes. Hitman Holla did the same thing. Put him and his girl out there. They put it in the close friends. Now he's charging people. If you want to see more, it's a fee to join my close friends. Everybody's trying to monetize everything. I don't know if Nelly came out and said this was by accident, but I feel like if it was an accident, that's cool, but this might be one of those things how you accidentally send the wrong text to the wrong person, send that little pick off to the wrong person just to get their response. I think Nelly might have been testing the water to see what the reaction was going to be. He might be trying to start an OnlyFans just like Hitman Holla, get that subscription-based close friends.
Yeah, Maxtra?
Posted it just to see what y'all thought about the comments. Really not necessarily the video, but I don't even know why he's – I mean, I see why he has to apologize, but I don't understand why he has to apologize. You know, I mean, at a certain point, but I guess I don't know if it was intentional or not. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't, but I don't know. I don't know. It's weird. It's
but
a
like,
weird.
I can't see
dick belong on the internet.
I think
that's being intentional, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't think he intentionally did it. Does it belong on the internet? I mean, a lot of shit don't belong on it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know. It takes a lot
to post on social media. Like you gotta go to the app, you gotta hit the post, the story or whatever. You gotta select the video. You might have to trim it. It might be too long. Pause. And then you gotta hit post. Like we can all say that he meant to post this, right? He just might have meant to only post it to his close friends, which I didn't even know that you could do. Yo, do they have a midget? Midget's a bad word. What do they call them? Small people? Any of y'all watching the snowboarders? Or are these people just as tiny in real life? Anyway. Do we think that he just didn't mean to share this to the public and that's all happened?
I agree with you. I didn't mean to say not intentional. I can't see how it's not intentional because, like you said, it's like safe proof there. You got to do a whole bunch, and even you got to even okay it before you post it. Now, I mean, if you got messed up, you got that fat finger thumbs, and then you meant to post it on your close friends, and then you actually hit the actual story, then that's on you. But I mean, like, yeah, I don't know.
I think he was doing live. I think he was just doing it live, and he actually hit send.
That was my thought as well, that cause especially if you're trying to record it or whatever, and he didn't realize that he was I don't know, the Twitter or wherever he did it at, or the Instagram story or whatever, I think he just didn't realize he hit you slide over one little button, your thumb slide over to the left, and all of a sudden you're recording and posting. So, yeah, I think it might have been an accident, but he definitely needed to apologize. He's not technically in the video. I mean, He could have came out and said, yo, that's not me. Because
right,
he could have said he was hacked.
He said
like,
he'd be hacked.
That's somebody
that would be
else
more
on
problems.
The video.
That would be more problems. Why are you posting somebody else's sex tape on your page? That would even make
sense.
He could say he
got
hacked.
He
could say
he was hacked.
Yeah.
But why are you using a live camera on Instagram to say the video to take that? You got to kill a whole camera app.
That's what I said. You Blur said it was real easy. And I didn't want to interrupt him, but, like, I disagree. Like, the Instagram app is completely different than your camera app. If you – I don't understand why people take themselves having sex. Like, I've taped myself before it. I've never went back and watched it like, oh, yeah, this is great. I should be a porn star. But, you know, I get that it happens, but the camera app, is completely different than your Instagram or Facebook or Twitter or TikTok app. Like, how can you confuse the two? No, I'm saying I'm saying he went to go live. Like, I think he was going live on Facebook, but you know, but not meant to post it though. I think you can go live and save it to your videos and not post it.
But even if you were going live, why would you go live? While you're getting your dick sucked. Like, why are you... I mean, I guess that's the part of the porn industry. I mean, Blur's part of the underground sex world. We established that, like, last week. I mean, Blur, so do you enjoy, like, going, like, showing everybody you having sex?
I don't do that, personally. I mean, I have recorded myself, and I watched the game film. I mean, that's just, you know, what anybody who takes pride in their work would do. I mean, you try to improve. So I've done that, but no, nah, I don't show it to nobody else. But I'm just looking at it now, and I don't know what he did, but it's quite simple. Like, when I pull up Instagram and I go to post, and I got the option to story, live, or whatever, and it's just my camera feed. Like, it's everything. It's videos. Like, I got the entire season of Blackish right now downloaded on my phone. I can technically, if I miss one section, then I'm going to be posting the episode of Blackish on my Instagram. Like, you just got to be careful.
But it's going to stop you before you get to post it. Like, it ain't just like you click the episode and it's posting it. Like, it's going to ask you to add words. Like, you got to hit a couple buttons before it actually gets posted.
That's what I'm thinking. And just maybe I just don't understand how to use social media like a lot of people. And it's just weird that somebody can post themselves like getting a dick sucked on the internet, where like somebody was talking about the movie State Property and about how Jay-Z only had one line in the movie and got like first billing credit. And I was like, yeah, you should kidnap her. That was his one line in the entire movie. And I got like flagged on Facebook. They wouldn't let me post it. My account got suspended for 2 days. And I'm like, okay, like, I get it. You should kidnap her is probably not the best phrase to put on the internet. I wish they would understand context and realize that, like, we weren't really talking about kidnapping a person. Actually, nobody was talking about kidnapping a person. It was just a quote. But how can they flag that and stop that, but can't flag and stop somebody from getting a dick sucked? Because ain't they all the same people?
Yeah, that's true. I don't know how they let that out.
Were you flagged because of, like, kidnapping, or were you just flagged because you was posting something that wasn't yours?
I never kidnapped anybody.
No. Well, no, because they ain't kidnapping, because, like, I got stuff taken down on Facebook because I was, like, reposting, like, clips from shows. And I'm like, yo, this is copywritten. And I'm like, all right. I mean, nobody care about my Facebook, but all right.
Oh, no. I don't think they copywritten State Property. I think you could probably post that entire movie on Facebook and no one would care except for us. But
now, I feel like Dame Dash cares. I could be wrong. I just feel like Dame Dash is like, he out there watching.
Dame definitely would care. But, you know, the only people who would sit there and watch State Property on Facebook would be us. So, I didn't get hit with kid copyright. I got hit for abusive language or something like that. And I was like, no one was talking about kidnapping in the post, but, you know, like, I get it. You should kidnap her is a wild line to say, out of context. And I mean, let's get into it. You know, this we got about 45 minutes left. Man, it goes quick. Talk about context. Joe Rogan got in trouble this week because someone put the montage of him saying the nigger word. And it was a whole montage of Joe Rogan just saying nigger. And then the end, he talked about being at a party in Philadelphia, walking in the black club, and saying he felt like he walked into the Planet of the Apes. So Joe Rogan had to apologize. People are now calling him racist, even though he's had people who've infiltrated the KKK on the show. And it's just been, I guess it's been an interesting week. They're talking about, like, you know, there's other people who have been pulled off of Spotify for hate speech, or should Joe Rogan be pulled off? I got my own thoughts, but I want to know. I put this in the chat to see if y'all, I mean, it's been a big story this week, but I kind of want to get y'all thoughts. I have my own. So, Blur, I'll start with you, man. What did you think about the Joe Rogan controversy? And who said nigga
weird.
Better, him or Kramer? That's my question. Who said nigga better, him or Kramer?
I'm going to go with Kramer, because Kramer was, you knew what he was saying. He ain't trying to hide it about, like, this is just for investigation into the word or deconstructing the word. Nah, he was calling somebody a nigger, and he was letting it fly, and he was getting it all, and he was talking to somebody right in their face. So, yeah, if you're going to say it, 10 toes down, be about it, and he was about it. So if it's between those two, I'm going to say Kramer said it better. And low-key respect him a little bit more for the way he said it. Like Cat Williams said, he ain't say that in a room with any of these niggas. If he would have said it in a room with any of these niggas, he wouldn't have been leaving. So he picked and chose where he said it, and he said it in front of the right ones. I kind of feel that way about Joe Rogan. It's funny because I heard the clip before, and I never really messed with Joe Rogan to begin with. I thought he was funny, and I knew he had a big podcast, but it wasn't something like I would listen to because it's like, you know, a lot of his shows are like 4 or 5 hours long. And I think we talked about it with Andrew Yang. Like, unless it's somebody, like, I really want to hear from, like, I listened to his Andrew Yang interview, and unless it's somebody I know and, like, respect. I think Neil deGrasse Tyson was on there, and I listened to that one, too. But I feel like him and other people, like the comedian dude, when he said it in front of Chris Rock, it's like they try to use academic purposes. They're like, oh yeah, we're saying it for this. We're trying to say, like, it's just a word and we have to take the power out of the word. You don't get to decide that. You don't get to make that decision. And I feel like, I mean, people just use that as a cop-out because they want to say it, and that's how they get to say it. And I understand Joe Rogan. I never actually heard people say, most of the thing I've seen this week is that people saying that he's not a racist, which I don't care. Maybe he's not racist. I think he got, like, a black kid or something, or a black wife or a girlfriend or something like that. I think he got, like, a black adopted kid or something. That don't mean nothing to me. Like, even if you're not a racist, I don't know what's in your heart. I mean, no, because even if you're not a racist, that don't give you – I mean, I think racism has to go with more, like, how you actually have to hate somebody because of their skin. And I don't know if he hates or not. I don't really don't care. That don't give you the right to say it just because you're not a racist. Because you got black friends, because you got black kids, because Bill Burr has a black wife, that don't give him the right to say it. Nah, you don't get the right to say it for any reason.
That's giving a right to say it and being racist is two different things. Like if you say, and I'm extra, I'm going to come to you next in Hove in New York. I just want to ask this question to Blur real quick. Can we, if Joe Rogan has a black wife, can we definitively say he's not racist? Like, he still might not get a pass to saying the word, the N-word.
No, we can agree
on that.
No, because you can have a black wife, you can have a black friend and still be racist. I don't know what's in your heart. That's why I said it don't matter to me. I don't know what's in your heart. So you can be the biggest ally to black people in the world, or you can be a member of the KKK. You don't get to say it, in my opinion, to me. You don't get to say it in front of me. Like, I think I talked about it over here, how KISS – it's not KISS, Salvin Sheik told the two Jewish dudes. They're like, yo, y'all are niggas. Y'all can say it. And they're like, nah, we ain't going down that path. They're like, nah, go ahead. You can say it in front of us. And I was like, I can't get jiggy with that. I don't think you can just give out passes like that to people. And I feel like certain people say it because they want to test the water. They want to see who I can say it in front of, who I can say it to, how long can I say it, How many times can I say it? And for what reason? And I feel like that's what Joe Rogan was doing. Like, I don't, maybe he's not racist. Don't care. You don't get a pass for any reason.
Okay. The only reason why I said it is because a woman told me I didn't love black women. And when I said I married one, she said it didn't matter. And I was like, well, shit, if marrying a black woman don't mean that I don't love black women, then I might as well get a white woman. So that's the only reason why I asked that. Because I felt the same way about Joe Rogan. Like, I mean, we can say a lot of things he shouldn't have a pass for saying, and he don't get the right to say it. But, I mean, I think we can – if he, I don't know Joe Rogan's personal information, but if he has a black wife, we can clearly say he's not racist, right? He's got a black wife. But, you know, let me go to M. Extra. Let me get y'all comments. M. Extra, what you think about the Joe Rogan, yo? Joe Rogan versus Kramer. Who said nigger better? And then go about your comments on what you think of the situation.
I think it's not terrible. I mean, honestly, I think they both – Kramer, whether it's from a comedic standpoint or not, I think that just like they went after him, Joe, it deserves to be – dealt with in the same breath. I think that he definitely absolutely needs to pay some kind of consequences by losing the show or get at least kicked off of Spotify, because just for that reason alone, like, I mean, others have, there's past presidents about it. I mean, you know what I mean? I think that whether he's trying to be provocative or not, and then I think he came out with some lame-ass statement talking about he'll be more sensitive and be more inclusive. Like, oh, come on, yeah, that's bullshit. You only do that because it's a money thing. And so, for me, I think they're equally the same, right? And I think that if Kramer lost money or anybody else lost money off of that, because, again, he's profiting off of us, and I think that that's where we need to hit him in the pockets. And if that means losing his endorsements, losing sponsors, losing his show, then that's what needs to happen. And then he'll think twice about doing that shit. Because, again, I don't believe that policy bullshit. That apology was some bullshit. He only did it because of the threat of losing his show and losing money. I think if that didn't exist, he would have stand strong, 10 toes down on what the fuck he said, and then try to use freedom of speech to be able to say whatever the fuck he thinks he wants to say. So the only way I think that he can learn what the fuck he did was wrong or insensitive or whatever the hell you want to frame it or phrase it is hit his ass in the pockets, and then he'll fucking get the message about what the fuck he think he can and can't do. Because I don't necessarily agree with everything he said. I think some of that shit is bullshit, and some of the shit I think he does in a, like, in a serious way, but then jokes about it to kind of, you know, cover his tracks and shit. And I think it caught up to him now. So, and I don't mean to say, like, this is got to be, like, a cancel culture type movement. I just think that we're at this point where we're at in this history and the shit that we keep on reiterating. Think that we just need to, at some point, end this shit about what you can and can't do, and so, or what you can and can't reference.
My bad. You got to work on your pauses. I'd be thinking you're done, and I don't want to cut you off. I'd be thinking. But, all right, Hov. Well, M. Extra, you done?
Yeah, I'm done. I was just, yeah.
Hov, what you got on Joe Rogan? Oh, M. Extra, you didn't answer the question. Who said nigger better, Rogan or Kramer?
I mean, Rogan definitely had the whole R. That'd be both of them. I think they're equal to me. I think that's the winner.
Equal, man, you're terrible. You played the game terribly. Hov, Rogan.
I didn't hear. I didn't hear the Rogan interview or any of that or podcast, so I have no clue. Like, I saw it and I didn't even go any further than just seeing the headline and moving forward with that. I don't really care about Joe Rogan, so I didn't look at it at all.
Okay.
So
DJ,
if you
want to
explain
Sire?
It, you can explain it, how it sounded.
I mean, it's just a clip of him saying the word nigger. The funny thing is, like, and this is where I'll expand later, but there was no context. It was just different points of his podcast career in which he said the word nigger, and at the end there was a brief moment where he talked about walking into a black Philadelphia club and it felt like walking in a Planet of the Apes. So it's just one of the things you got to see to kind of understand. But it's all good. I mean, you're kind of like me. It's like, white people saying nigger, like, it's happened before. Am I going to lose
sleep? If anybody wants context, I can give you exact context. I listened to one podcast, heard it live at one point when I was trying to get into the Joe Rogan Experience to see exactly, I mean, what. Because this is when I first heard about it, how big his podcast was. I was like, let me check him out. And I heard that. I was like, oh, that's all I need to hear. So, yeah, I can definitely give you some context if anybody wants it.
Well, that would just be one time. He said nigga like 15 times, unless you watch every single episode and knew every single context and the point in which he said nigga. You can only give context at one point, right?
Well, he's been pretty consistent as far as why he says it. Like, in the one, he talks about why he says it. And it's been not 15, it's been over 100 times. So, yeah, but he explains why he says the word. So, he's not shy.
But
about
why
it.
Does he say it? Why does he say it?
Because he feels like it's just a word, and by not saying it, we are giving the word more power, so that you should say it, so that you have to say it enough to the point where it's no longer a stigma to it. It's like everybody says it, it no longer means anything. And that's kind of what his goal or his thought process about the word. But he had a friend on, a comedian, who was trying to tell a story, and the dude kept saying N-word, N-word. He's like, man, you are scared of that word, aren't you? He's like, yeah, I just don't like saying it. He's like, you can say the word. Nigger, say it. It's cool. It's just a word. And he went into this whole long description about how it's just a word. No word means more than any other word. All words carry the same weight. And by avoiding nigger and not saying it or saying only certain people can say it, we're giving this word more weight and more importance than any other word in the dictionary. And it doesn't carry any more weight. So we should treat it like every other word, and everybody should just say it.
And I would agree with him if he did some anti-Semitic shit. If he went anti-Jewish, started saying kite, started using all kinds of whatever words that meant something to the Jews, then I would agree with what the hell he just said. But I guarantee you he wouldn't do that. Because he would be going quicker than the guy it hit fucking TMZ.
All right, DJC. We got to work on it. Yeah, I'm extra pauses. DJC Siren?
What's the question?
Never mind. New York, New York.
I seen it. Even the context that Blair said, put it more in some perspective for me, but I think that's a dumbass logic on his part. So I think that's where it. You know what I mean? If you say, okay, we give a power to that word or whatever by not saying it, you know what I mean? And you want to make it socially acceptable, what are you doing to our history? So why we was called that in the first place? That's just dumb. He should have never said it. He has social awareness. He has a whole podcast, I think. You know what I mean? That apology is bullshit. You know what I mean? You know what you're doing. And especially if you have a black kid and you have black wives. But I say, I don't know. But, I mean, if he does, I mean, He needs to read the room, be more aware about that. You know, regardless of any situation, you know what I mean, he could be racist, not racist. Like he said, I don't know his heart. You know what I mean, he doesn't give a right to say it. Just because other people are saying it even us, if we say it, you know what I mean, it doesn't give him the right to say it. It's just bullshit. That's just bullshit. He knows what he's doing.
Okay. And we got the wonderful lawyer in the building. Lawyer, welcome to the show. How you doing tonight? Glad to have you on. What you think about the Joe Rogan situation?
Hey. You know, I agree with New York, New York. I don't think he needs to be saying it. I don't think he has a right to say it. There's no pass to be given. I'm actually dealing with that with my kid's school right now. Apparently there's a kid who is trying to go around giving the white kids a pass. And I'm like, no. Y'all are 11. We don't. There is no pass to be given. So, I.
Yeah.
No.
hold on. I just imagine. So hold on. I hope it's not my nephew, but.
No, it's not him. It's actually.
Oh,
no.
No. I just imagine is he actually giving out like nigger passes? Like, did he write the word nigger on the pass and like giving it to?
Yeah, like this kid, there is this little kid who is going around telling certain people they have a pass, and they're like, and they've never used it, according to my child. The people who have been given the pass have never used it, but I'm like, I don't really care. This child who is not African American should not even be going around talking about his words. This isn't his word to speak on. This is not his place. But you guys are too young to understand the nuances of the word. So I'm just like, I just can't. So, yeah, I'm about to have to deal with that in a parent-teacher conference. And I'm probably going to make the teacher feel very uncomfortable, but it's going to be what it is. So.
Good, DJ Cesar.
Are we talking about who used it better?
Well, that was my question. Who used it better? But everyone, no one answered the question except for Blair. M actually gave me a bullshit answer. And
Kramer.
Kramer had the best nigga.
He was upset though.
Look,
he
pointed to the sky. Nigga.
Well, no, they were in the balcony, weren't they?
I don't know. I don't remember. See, that's the part.
I thought I thought he was pointed up there because they were. I
thought he was admitting that Jesus was black.
So, I mean, you know, they just put all the Seinfeld back on Netflix. And I've been watching too many episodes. So, right now, I mean, I just have to roll with Michael Richards because, I'm still disappointed in him. But I'll definitely, it's not going to be Joe Rogan.
Yeah. I mean, do you think – I see, and this is just my thoughts on it, right? I expect old white people to say it. Because I expect old white people to be racist. I've talked about this on here before. I expect old white people to be racist. Joe Rogan, I don't know how old he is, but I assume I think he's around our age or maybe just a little bit older. I'm a little disappointed in the way that he used it. But I do have to push back on if there's any time a white person should use it. Like most people, I would say 99% of the time, no, a white person should never say the word nigger. But would we have gotten Leonardo DiCaprio's performance? Like, we wouldn't have Django if white people didn't say nigger. And I love Django.
That's different. That's in a movie. That's a character.
White person still saying it?
I don't think there's ever been an outrage in terms of someone playing a racist character saying the N-word.
Well, that's why I said we have to break down the discussion. But that's why I said we have to break down the discussion on you can't say a white person should never say that word.
In real
because
life.
There's times, well, yeah, you know, I think all acting is fake.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know how people
I mean,
put their heart.
Well,
I
you
mean,
saying
y'all felt
never.
Felt that little, that
I,
little
I don't think people
man.
Count acting and never.
But, like, when can they say it? Like, if he's telling a story and the N-word is a part of it and it means something, but he's not – okay, preface this by saying, I've been called a nigger before. I've been called you fucking nigger by a white person, and boom, it's on site, we tussle. There's a difference between that and a white person – Leonardo DiCaprio saying nigger in a movie, right? We can determine that there's a difference between someone saying the word nigger and being called a nigger. Can we agree on that or no? Or am I off base?
I think we can all agree on that. I think you need a different example as opposed to someone acting in a movie. That's not even, I don't think, comes into the discussion.
Well, that's what I'm saying because it's just the easiest example where all of us will say, "Oh yeah, we can agree with a white person saying nigga there because they're just playing a role."
Okay.
I'm just
well,
saying
no,
that
it'd be different.
Like, but I'm just saying that we have this. Like, we can't say a white person should never say the word nigger, but Leonardo DiCaprio is okay because he's playing a role. Like, let's start making the steps of when it's okay and when it's not, and let's solve this problem right now. That's just what I thought.
So are you saying, like you said, I'm agreeing with Blur because it's just, what is the situation where it's okay? I need an example, something outside of a
role being played.
So
like, I don't know. My next situation, you had a rap concert. Oh, yeah, we get touchy.
I wouldn't.
Because these white people love Kendrick Lamar. Black people love Kendrick Lamar.
I feel some kind of way, but I don't.
They be dropping the nigga.
I'm not offended.
Not acceptable.
Super Bowl's coming up. There's a whole lot of niggas going to be there. On Snoop.
Nope.
Yes, it was. Snoop, Dr. Dre. Do you know how many niggas is in their music?
It's called network television.
But do you know how many people in the crowd are going to be saying the word nigga when Dr. Dre drops that doom, 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 doom? Is Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre, nigga? They might not. But you don't think the white people in the crowd gonna say it?
No.
That's the exact point. They say it because they want to.
So, concerts, can people say the word nigga?
No.
And I'm asking. Blur says no. Lawyer, what do you say?
Nope.
M extra.
Nah, man. Like, you know what's you know the word, so you just don't say it. Like, I don't know what we're talking about here. I don't get it. I missed the conversation. I'm lost.
I'm wondering if there's any time white people can say the word and it'd be okay. So far, we got movies.
Yeah, that's it.
So far, we got. So I'm wondering in rap concerts, if somebody's rapping along with the words, is it okay for them to say it?
No.
No, you gotta pause
no.
for that beat.
You gotta pause. New York.
Security can't get in the stands fast enough if you say it.
So we got Blair, we got MX, we got a lawyer. Hove, can they say it in a rap concert?
I mean, I don't care. Like, I'm not gonna check them for singing along with the song, but. That's me. I differ on this topic in a lot of ways.
Okay. DJ C. Sire?
I don't know. I'd rather them not. I mean, I feel some kind of way. I might point them out, but and I mean, I feel like it's the situation we talked about before. It's you know, it's like swim at your own risk. Rap at your own risk. If somebody...
We get that, right? If a black person takes it the wrong way, you're at the whim of getting punched, right? But I'm asking, like, when is it okay for you for them to say?
So far,
we got movies. We ain't even got to TV yet, because they let the nigga word go on TV now, and I think that's hilarious.
But I don't think not white people saying it.
I know black people say the word they go on TV.
Right.
That is not ended. Yeah. Like, if white people can't say it, why should black people say it?
Yeah.
On TV.
That's an argument that's out there. We've been talking about this for...
I know, but I want to know. So, do you say concerts now?
Now I'm split. I don't know. I was going to say let them say it, but now I was kind of agreeing with Hope. Like, you know, I guess because of the situation, I've been in these situations. I've been... in Austin, Texas, with a room full of white people, and me, and maybe a couple other black people at a Dead Prez concert. It's a lot of niggas in that music.
And if they go to Dead Prez, you know
that. These white people only want support, though.
Ain't no black people going to Dead
Prez. We rapping about taking y'all white folks out. And they just partying along. I was like, y'all stupid. I don't know.
Yeah. Like I said, it's not as easy as we would like in my mind. I mean, it is definitely a at your risk word, but there are situations where it should be okay for white people to say it. So far, it looks like tonight it's only movies. They can't say it on TV. Like, what about sex?
But I can't agree with that logic, yo. I can't agree with that logic because if you said anything else than the N-word, then, like, you know what I mean? How would it affect them? Like what MX for Money said, if he's anti-Semitic, you know what I mean? If you said something else like a racial slur, he'd be pulled off the air immediately. So I'm not going to stand down on my point saying like, nah, you can't say that either.
I actually disagree with you.
But how? Because I mean, at the same time, it's still a racial slur. I mean, the only thing is, black people made it socially acceptable for them, and then now white people think it's going to be a socially acceptable for them.
Hold on, ABC. Because Whoopi got suspended quick. Like, she had to come on, make a whole fucking apology. Still got suspended. I know. MX should be going. My man. Hey, I love the passion. Let Blur get in. MX, I'm coming right back to you. Go ahead, Blur.
Well, no, I was going to bring up Whoopi, but see, that's the thing. The reason I think Joe Rogan gets away is because it's Spotify. And Whoopi's on ABC. a Disney-owned company in daytime. I think there are a lot stricter rules that she has to follow just because of where she's at, and secondly, because who she's working for. Joe Rogan, an independent contractor for a music streaming service who tried to and already failed when it came to censorship because they tried to censor Tekashi 6ix9ine when he was going through his whole thing, and everybody was like, yo, y'all need to take his music down because he's talking about violence. And they're like, well, and they did. They stopped playing his music. And they were like, well, if he's talking about violence, what about this? And they're like, all right, you know what? We're going to fall back. We're not going to try to police this anymore. Because it's a slippery slope when you start talking about who you're going to kick off for what they say. Because most of the people, if you're going to say he can't say it because nigga and you need to take off his episodes or censor him, then are you going to do that to everybody whose music got nigga in it, to all your other podcasts? And Spotify is taking a position of, yo, we're not trying to police this anymore. We're not even going to try. We're not going to censor anybody. We'll put a parental warning up. We'll put things up like, hey, listen at your own choice. We'll say his opinions do not reflect that of Spotify, but we're not going to step in and tell anybody on our platform what they can or cannot say. If Whoopi had said what she said on a Spotify podcast, she'd be just fine. She said what she said on ABC.
I guarantee you, and my point is I guarantee you she would not be fine. If we said that, if anybody said that, I'm not even talking about race at this point, I guarantee you that Joe Rogan would base, because guess who owns Spotify? You don't think somebody that's goddamn got Jewish connections, Spotify would be like, yo, we're going to take a stance on this one. I guarantee it. I mean, it's just all about who has the power. It's all about who owns the power. Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, I get what you're saying in terms of it's ABC, it's The View, it's primetime, daytime TV, but she didn't even say an offensive word. What she did was compare it to what the hell we've been going through in our plight. And then they was like, oh, shit, no, wow, whoa. What do you mean that it wasn't about race? She didn't even have a slur, no racial epithet, nothing. Like, she just basically said it wasn't about race or the color of your skin. So, and that she had to do a whole apology and retract. This dude is out here giving a racist slur that Bama's got hung for. Come on.
And see, look, and you got to put it, again, it just comes down to context. What they felt she did, and I actually agree with Whoopi. I don't think she did anything wrong or said anything wrong at all. But when they said that she diminished or whatever assaulted the plight of the Jewish people on an ABC network. Now, do y'all have to remember what people say about Walt Disney, who owns ABC, or, you know, the Disney family? They are going to stay away from anything anti-Semitic as far as possible because that's what their family is known for. They want to keep the Disney name and anti-Semite as far apart as possible. So she probably could have got away from saying that, or not even got away, but she probably would have had maybe a one-week suspension on a different network. But on the House of the Mouse, Walt Disney, ABC in the daytime, there's no way she There's no way she was going to get away with saying that on that network. I just don't believe Spotify, who's owned by a Swedish dude, a Swedish billionaire. I don't know if they're a publicly traded company, but they don't have – they're not on the – I don't know if the FCC regulates that. They might, but I doubt it. They don't have to worry about all that. They don't got the history that Disney has and ABC has.
They still got sponsors. Let me ask you this question.
Hey, can we pause real quick? Pause real quick? There was a big noise. Did someone die? Is everyone still okay?
That was my bad. I stood up and I kicked over the guitar.
Okay. Go ahead, Max.
Beach Bum, I'm going to ask you a question. I just want to ask a question. Just go around the room and ask questions. Do you think do you really think that saying the word or any kind of racist slur that has to deal with black people, that is going to yield you the same consequence if you give them the anti-Semitic or Jewish slur? Do you think that's the same consequence?
DJ C-Sign, I'll let you go first. What do you think? You think? I mean, if I'm going to answer just first, I mean, of course, no. They let nigger go on TV, but you can't say, I mean, Michael Jackson made a song, What About Us? And he said, kick me, kike me.
Yeah,
and they almost whooped Michael Jackson's ass. They didn't care about him fucking little kids, but they cared about that kike me. So DJ C-Siren, you care? I mean, do you think that? I think it's an easy question to answer.
Yeah,
but.
I mean, it's back to what you said. I mean, if Joe Rogan is saying that he's trying to make the N-word something, you know, like any other word, yeah, that starts to sound ridiculous when we're saying, yes, there are other words that are censored, that are sensitive to other groups, and that are also, you know, heavily avoided in mainstream media and TV, and kind of like in what you're saying.
Oh, shit, my bad.
Will not be forgiven if used, and is not quite glossed over as a white person using the N-word is, just because of who it offends. So.
Lawyer?
I agree with what DJ C-Siren just said. I do think that there are different limits for different terms, and I do think that they're more sensitive to other racial slurs than they are to the N-word.
Okay. Hove?
My bad, I was on mute. I mean, I would say yes, they definitely are, but at the same time, none of those other words are also commonplace anywhere else. So it's hard to fully diagnose. Like, I think different people look at it differently. Like, there's racists that don't care. There's also people that truly don't understand. Like, if you say it, why can't I say it? Like, at the end of the day, and I don't agree with them, but I read something that said, like, who makes these rules? Like, who adjusts them? Like, where are the rules actually drawn, and where do they come from? And it's an interesting question because it's hard to actually answer it. You know what I mean?
Okay. New York, New York. That's a good point, though, Ho. Yeah, I don't know what happened in New York, New York. I thought that was him making noise coming on, but I guess he New York, New York might have tapped out.
Nah, my point, yeah, I was on mute. Like, I already said my point about I don't want nobody saying it, regardless of what type of situation, what type of context, y'all mean, because I know what that word means to me at the end of the day. Just like other racial slurs, they might mean something to another community. So, yeah, no matter what context, no matter, no, I'm not going to give no pass for nobody saying no word, and I'm not going to show nobody no enemy.
What MXer is asking is, do you think that the word nigger has the same weight as an anti-Jewish Semitic, is that, what do you call it? A racial slur towards Jews.
Anti-Semitic.
No, I don't think it holds the same weight. I don't think, yeah, I mean, this day and age, I don't think it holds the same weight, because I think everybody's making it socially acceptable at this point, which it should not be, but, I mean, that's the reason why.
The reason why I asked the question, though, is my follow-up was, so whose fault is that? Is that our fault?
That's exactly where I was going to go with it, because, no, they don't carry the same weight or the same repercussion, and that's because the Jewish community is one community, and the black community is not. And, you know, I mean, there's probably a really long history that goes into that, obviously, that goes back to slavery. Probably should be discussed in critical race theory, but whatever. But, yeah, the same way you have people handing out passes for that, there's not a person, the Jewish person, who's going to hand out an anti-Semite pass. It's not. There's not Jewish people who are making it, like Ho said, which I was going to say as well, they're not making it a commonplace terms that are being heard on TV, on radio, in music, on a daily basis. So there's not someone who could go around and say, hey, how come you could say, I don't even know what an anti-Semitic slur is anymore. I don't even know any. Who could say, hey, you could say this, how come I can't? That's just not a thing. Is that for Jewish people? I thought that was for Asians.
Nah, yo, Michael Jackson, kick me, kike me. They don't really like me. Do me, screw me.
Everybody.
I'll do little boys in the booty.
I mean.
No, so yeah, like you're not gonna hear that coming from Jewish people in daily conversation the way you will hear black people say nigga over and over again. And so yeah, if you don't have a one united front, a community to say, nah, this ain't allowed, and then you got to do it yourself as well, because there are going to be those people like Joe Rogan and like other people that, hey, how come you can say this and I can't? So yeah,
so
the anti-Semitic words definitely carry more of a penalty, because the Jewish community and any other group, essentially, the Asian community, the Jewish community, the LGBT community, is a more tight-knit group as opposed to the black community.
Go ahead, DJ Cesar.
I mean, but let's not blame it on the black community. Let's blame it on the history of America, where this word came from, and the history of black Americans versus Jewish communities and all these other groups that you've mentioned. I refuse to say it's just because black people aren't unified. No, it's because there's a different reason why this word is offensive, and it's all due to the systems in place in the U.S. and their viewpoint of black people versus other people. Other people have been what's the word?
Oppressed.
There have been other oppressed people, but it is a different situation when it comes to black Americans and the use of the N-word in America versus all of these other slurs. I just, another side note, I would say, yeah, because you will hear the N-word still in rap songs, but they'll definitely edit out Stack Chips Like Hebrews.
Yeah.
They'll edit out.
I didn't realize they were Jewish people for the longest time.
Because you didn't go to church. And
I went to a bunch of different
They
churches.
Also always still edit out what, Blow Up Like the World Trade.
Yeah.
They're going to edit that before they edit niggas. And they're going to edit, well, there was something else I was going to say. That was another Jewish thing.
I never said why they edit out Blow Up Like the World Trade.
Because of terrorists. I don't know. Because they didn't want people to, I don't know.
Because his sister is to everybody who lost loved ones in the World Trade Center bombing. Nobody want to cut on Power 99 and hear that. Like, come on, man. I just had to think about my grandpa dying in the World Trade. Now I got to cut on the radio trying to zone out, and this is what I got to hear?
Yo, people die in rap songs every day, B.
In rap songs, people died in 9/11 in real life.
Yeah, people die in rap songs in real life, too. Yeah, that's what I thought.
I had you on mute. Oh, I love it. Like, yeah. And if everybody came together, it's like, yo, it's enough of us.
No.
We ain't trying to hear that. The Oklahoma City bombing, people were rapping about that. And they were like, nah, that ain't okay. Same thing with the black community. If we could come together and say, nah, we not cool with that. I mean, everybody's been oppressed, but the other oppressed people have a tight enough knit community to come together and say, hey, collectively, we not cool with that.
But are we,
I mean, what,
go ahead, I don't know when we started to embrace the word, right? But me, I would think that we started saying it as a, and we say a term of endearment, or just taking the power back from them and giving it back to us to mean whatever the hell we want it to mean, right? Instead of them saying it, then we say it, then it's kind of like, well, we've taken that word back. We're taking it back to our community. Yeah, it started on some oppressive slavery type shit, but we're taking it back and we're going to give our own definition of power to it, right? Something, right, to that effect. Otherwise, from what I'm hearing, and with DJ Susari kind of what I was thinking originally, but is it really our problem? Like, did we make this? The problem that we make it an issue, because if we don't say it in rap songs, if we don't say it in music, because it's not really said in R&B, right? It ain't saying in jazz, so it's really just rap. So if we take it out of rap, does this normalize it? Otherwise, it is we caused it, right? Like we're the reason. Absolutely, I think we definitely share the blame, but it's also part of the people who run these media companies who say, hey, if they want to say it, we've been saying it behind closed doors, but if they made it popular, then let it go. Like, we're not going to be offended because we say it about y'all behind y'all back. And if y'all don't care about saying it, then let it go. But I guess us accepting the fact that it's normal for us to say it. I mean, it's one of those things where growing up, I call, you know, me and my boys niggas all the time. Now that I've gotten older, and it really happened when I had a child, I don't call nobody. I don't call none of my friends my niggas. I'm like, yo, what up, my nigga? Nothing like that. And I told my son, don't let none of your friends call you no nigga either. That ain't your name. They gave you a name for a reason. They can call you their boy, their brother, fam. You are not to be called by a nigga by anybody. They got you a name for a reason. And that's just what it is. But I think that comes with maturity and that comes with time. You know what I mean? But, like, I don't – but, I mean, I know Spanish people who call them – who call each other spics. So I don't know if it's – I don't think it's just our community that does it. I think it's just one of those things where you laugh at these insecurities, you laugh at these pain, especially when you come from poor neighborhoods, and you move on. You don't sweat it because you got other stuff to worry about. But the fact that it's on TV and widely accepted is a bit concerning. Because, like, it's one thing if you say it in the streets. It's one thing if you say it in underground communities, underground events. It's another thing when you let a racial term like nigga fly on ABC just because it's a black show.
What show is this?
Oh, I don't know, but I just know they go. I know they be on BET saying the word nigga.
It is?
Yeah.
Well. Yeah, and
so cable TV is a little different.
There's a little bit about I'm gonna speak over. A little bit about
She said fuck
the the popularity of hip hop, or you know, taking something that was underground or something that was just in one community, a black community, and that became something that was basically international, you know. So if hip hop, you know, burnt out or stayed underground, you know, would it be an issue? But that didn't happen.
Yeah. Go ahead, Blair.
Oh, no, I was just mentioning when you said it's on BET, cable TV has different rules than network TV, so that's a big difference, say what somebody says on a cable news channel as opposed to a network TV. But I will say this, I think it goes bigger than just hip-hop and the fact that it is used in daily vernacular. I mean, with the whole Aquafina thing, I've been hearing a lot of people use African-American vernacular, AAVE. And, like, so, yeah, it's become a part of just the way people talk normally. So, I mean, I know obviously with hip-hop and rap music being so popular that it expanded out to people who maybe didn't have black people in their neighborhood. But if it wasn't rap music, it would be TV shows. It would be stuff on BET because that's just the way. And Judge Joe Brown, actually, he has a podcast, and he's talked about a lot of times exactly how it invaded our communities. And it's not – it didn't start off as a term of endearment, even by black people towards other black people. It somehow grew into that, became popular, but we didn't adopt it at first, if you believe him, as a way of taking it back or taking his power, reclaiming it, or using it as a term of endearment. That's not how we started using it, and then that just became a justification for why we use it. But I meant to mention something, so the mom of one of the dead rappers, I can't remember who, one of the Chicago rappers, she got them to stop playing the song. I can't remember who it was. Like, yo, I'm tired of hearing y'all hearing a song where they rapping about killing my son. Radio station in Chicago, and I think I put it, stop playing it. Hey, you ain't going to just rap about my son's death. She made it. She complained about it. Stop getting played.
What's up with this? Yeah, I don't know. It's Chicago, so it's probably a lot of them. Mm-hmm. So why is Pot Roast dead, yo?
It's what?
Man, I haven't had that dish since the '90s, B.
I don't eat that.
I only had that growing up. I don't even remember that shit going into the 2000s. Like I was a kid when pot roast was out. That shit definitely dead. Who cooked pot roast now?
See, that's why I put that in the chat, man. Cause
DJ C Sire Mama still cook pot roast. Go ahead, boy.
So you know what? It's got to be an older person thing. Somebody, a dude put on Twitter, he was like, yo, imagine you'd be sitting at a computer for 8 hours, you come home to this. And it was a plate of pot roast. And they were like, yo, you complaining about pot roast? And it's like, yo, I don't work on cars. I'm not in the field. I'm at a desk looking at a computer. I'm not coming home. I don't want to eat this when I get home. And it just started a whole thing. And people was like, yeah, it's over for pot roast. Like, that was like a slave meal. Like, this ain't that time. And it started a little back and forth. But the consensus, I thought, at least on my timeline, was showing like, yo, it's over for pot roast. And I'm like, yo, I ain't had pot roast in a minute. That's not a go-to meal. Like, not since I was a kid. So I was just wondering, like, is it really over? Like, New York said, like, I don't think that came into the new millennium. I don't think pot roast made it. It didn't make it on the boat.
I mean, I think pot roast has died out because people figured out that you can cook other stuff in a crock pot.
I like pot roast.
I like pot roast, too. Lawyer, is it over for pot roast?
No. Like, what? But I can't entertain this.
You're not even look, you from the country too. You ain't even for the disrespect, huh?
Nope.
What was the last time you had pot roast?
Last time I was at my parents' house.
Christmas.
So you ain't making
my
it.
My mom makes it all the time. My mom does it all the time. So.
Shout out to Mama Lawyer. Shout out to Mama Lawyer. You got it, but then how come you ain't never brought a plate? You know what? Next time you come in town, you got to bring a plate over because you do be leaving your mom and dad house and don't be coming over with no plates.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
Do
they
better.
Be cooking.
They do. I'll do better.
Hove, is it over for pot roast?
Nah, I don't know what y'all talking about. You know, like, we don't eat it every day, but we have pot roast. So you can make a prime rib roast. Like, it's all the same thing. It tastes good. I don't know why y'all stopped eating it. Y'all might want to jump back on it.
Don't say y'all. It's only blur. I eat a pot roast. Even though I got to stay away from the red meat. Cholesterol ain't that great.
There it is.
Who? Well, I mean, I'm fat. I don't represent the community.
I mean, I think everybody's more health conscious now because I don't eat red meat at all. I'm almost vegan. I still eat fish, and I sometimes will eat chicken, but I don't do red meat. And I think that's the way most of the most people, I would say under 50, are leading towards that way.
It's just funny how vegan is like the hot term. You mean vegetarian? Vegan means you don't eat honey, you don't eat eggs, you don't eat any animal product. You don't eat honey.
I love how honey like is bee shit that never expires. Like honey doesn't expire.
Yeah.
Did y'all know that?
Exactly. Save the bees, bee.
Nope.
Like honey, go look at the expiration of honey. It's only on there so you can buy more honey. But honey doesn't expire. If it ever gets crusty, all you have to do is put it in a pot of hot water, and it's back to regular honey. And it's nothing but bee shit.
That's how I feel about peanut butter.
Peanut butter definitely expires.
Yeah.
I don't know. I ain't never seen an expired jar of peanut butter. Maybe it's just always getting eaten. I don't know. But I'm working. I'm on my way. I'm going to go to a completely plant-based lifestyle, maybe vegan lifestyle, not completely, because I'm not going to stop wearing, leather or whatever. I'm still going to wear clothes. But I might not eat the food. I might go to an all plant-based diet. Probably by the time I'm 45, man. I've been seeing a lot of vegan people. I seen a dude who's like 50 years old with a full head of hair. Like, I mean, and his dad was like 75, full head of hair, like hairline strong. They said they've been vegan for like the past 30-plus years.
That's called genetics.
I was going to say, you think that's the hairline?
Yeah.
So, unless you're telling me that there's no vegans that are bald,
Like, I don't think that's how that works.
It doesn't work that way. It doesn't restore hair follicles.
I don't know, man. All the people I've seen who are vegan, they looking real healthy. I was at this conference, and the lady, she was talking about her vegan lifestyle. I would have swore she was in her 30s or 40s, and she said she was 65. Now, again, a black woman, so you never know, but, hey, I have never seen a vegan person look like they was aging bad.
Does she have fake eyebrows?
Nah, you know, I don't think I've seen any fake eyebrows. I mean, older black women, did they do all that with the eyebrows and the eyelashes? I don't think so. I didn't notice that she had it.
3 minutes. Extra, what you got?
Yes, they do. My mom does.
I'm just saying, I agree with Blur. I'm trying to get more plant-based, too. But I forgot what we were talking about
don't
before that.
Don't eat no pig burgers, though.
That should
don't
be good.
Nah, yo. You want to be plant-based, eat fucking salad. Stop cheating. Don't eat no plant that tastes like a burger, yo. Nah, stick to lettuce, B.
Plain tofu.
all you eat is tofu. Can you just wait? We about to end the show. All right, we're getting out of here, man. It's been a good show. We can get back on this plant-based diet stuff next week, but it's been a fun show. Got serious at the end. Thank God we had some fun in the beginning. Man, we didn't get to Awkwafina, and we didn't get to the Tinder Swindler. If y'all haven't seen the Tinder Swindler, Tinder Swindler. I think M Extra Money could get some insight into the Tinder Swindler.
What are you talking about?
You've never been on Twinder, Tinder? No. New York Miracle could probably get on there too. Haven't all y'all been on dating sites?
Yeah, but not Tinder.
I don't know. But we'll talk about it next week, man. It's been a good show. Thanks everybody for calling in. Who just dropped off? Somebody just dropped off. Oh, who just dropped off? But we're gonna get out of here. Same time next week, man. Good conversation. Got a little serious. Got a couple jokes in. Did we talk about Rihanna getting pregnant? We never got there. We did get there. We got to talk about Awkwafina next week. If you haven't seen Tinder Swindler on Netflix, jump on that so we can crack jokes about that. Super Bowl's coming up this Sunday, so we'll have that to talk about next week. And let's get on out of here. DJ C. Siren, you want to say anything to the people before we roll?
Good night.
Lawyer, you want to say to the people? You want to say anything to the people before we roll? Too much red wine.
Have a lovely evening, everyone.
Oh, thanks for joining us, as always. M Extra Money, you got anything?
Nah, I'm good, bro.
Blur.
As always, thanks for having me on. Yo, if we're going to talk about any movie, The Tragedy of Macbeth, I think Denzel is about to win his second Oscar, and this one is not, he's not playing a crooked cop to get it. The Tragedy of Macbeth. The way it's setting up, I think Denzel got this one in the bag. He might be, now if I'm not mistaken, he's going to be the first black person that has two Academy Awards for best actor. So shout out to Denzel.
Is it an Academy Award or is it an Oscar?
Both. Oscar's a nickname.
That's dumb. Pick a name.
Yeah.
Is it an Academy Award?
Don't all boys throw it up, have nicknames?
Nope.
Yeah, okay.
We all call each other by our government.
Right.
Why you always fight me? Didn't I say I chose you, yo? I was Andre 3000. Why do you fight me?
I have to show the other
yo,
side.
Yo, fuck Valentine's Day. New York, the floor is yours.
Look,
New
all
York,
I gotta
York,
say
please.
Is
oh, there you go.
Yeah, all I gotta say, yeah, all I gotta say is Joe Rogan, stop saying the L word. Other than that, make sure your health is right. Pot roast, I haven't had that shit since 97, but if y'all still eating it, it's cool in my book. Other than that, y'all know I mean, check your smoke detector batteries. There's no reason why I should hear your smoke detector at a Microsoft Teams meeting over your verbal essence. So y'all know I mean, other than that, stay safe.
Yo, hearing someone's smoke alarm while in a Zoom meeting is great. There's some things about, we need to have that discussion about like Zoom meetings and what you've seen in people's backgrounds? Because it's got to be some fun stuff. But we'll get that together next week, man. Good having y'all on as always. Shout out to everybody that joined us. Make sure you check out M Extra Money's health stuff. Find him online. I don't know if I can give out his Twitter or not. And we'll get together next week. Hey.